Hello and welcome to Fantasy Outliers, a new podcast about fantasy football.
And data science.
And data science. You might be asking yourself, why in the world would I need to listen to another fantasy football podcast? Why in the world would the world need another fantasy football podcast? And the truth is, we have goals that we think are a little different from some of the other people that are out there right now. We're not necessarily bringing up-to-the-minute news.
There's no injury news on this podcast, really.
We'll keep it in mind.
It's not going to be up-to-the-minute.
Exactly. We don't have cell phone numbers for teams. We're not NFL insiders who are going to be doing expert analysis, things like that. What we are doing is going to try to take a closer look at the data and trying to find ways to turn that into actionable decisions
right.
for us and for you.
Real insights that you probably wouldn't find in another fantasy source. So, you know, most of what you get out there, most of the podcast and articles and online content is, it's a lot of big personalities and it's a lot of opinions, and some of it is very good information and good insights into teams and situations and players and all that kind of thing, which is, you know, kind of the human side of the game and the qualitative side of figuring out fantasy. But we want to come at it from a different angle and use, you know, our skill set in data science to really pull out some insights and find some real information that can help you, you know, ultimately make better decisions as you're playing.
Right. And so let us introduce ourselves. I'm Dave.
I'm also Dave.
Right. We're two Daves on a podcast.
This is going to get very confusing.
We're going to do our best to keep that clear for people, which person is talking at which time. I hope we sound different enough.
Yeah, I've heard
we look pretty similar.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
We both have beards.
Yeah. Both short.
We both actually have the same middle name, too.
Exactly. So who we we are league mates in a couple of different fantasy football leagues. In one league in particular, one of our other league mates is Dave's brother, Chris. Now, Dave's brother is a man with a curious mind and a skill set in data science. And once we got him fully hooked on fantasy football, and he did pretty well the first couple of years that
he did
was
really
into
well.
It,
yeah.
He started trying to see if there was, you know, if he could apply any of his skill set to his newfound passion of beating the socks off of us in fantasy football. So that led us to here, which is, you know, Chris has done a ton of work in developing a set of mathematical tools, algorithms, other things I'm sure that I don't know the technical meanings or names of.
And we have to be clear that Dave and Dave are not experts in data science. So
right.
Chris is the expert, and we'll be referring to him from time to time for clarity.
And having him on.
And having him on from time to time, exactly.
But what we want to do, what Dave and I are experts at actually is design and communication. And so part of what our job is to help the stuff that Chris is discovering through his kind of mathematical exploration of fantasy sports, trying to help bring that out to the world in a way that makes sense.
Right. We've been using it kind of secretly for the last few years, when in some of our leagues and develop some insights and kind of road testing what these findings, you know, how to use them basically.
Yeah.
And part of this, the goal of this podcast is to bring that to the rest of the world so that you can use it too.
So what we're going to try to do here is take a look at both small decisions and bigger decisions. So if you've ever been curious about things like how deep is the talent at quarterback really historically year to year, and also how is it looking going into this next year? At what point in my draft does value all of a sudden fall off where you're getting much less return on value? If you've ever wondered if it really makes sense to wait until the end of the draft to get a kicker and a defense, those types of things.
Yeah, and all of those things are sort of conventional wisdom, right? I mean, those are things that everybody talks about, you know, on the web or in other podcasts. And it's, I think, stuff that we've all used as fantasy strategies throughout the years. And we want to kind of poke holes through that with data and figure out if it's actually the right way to play. Is that the optimal strategy? Or is there something else that we can learn that's going to lead us to play in a different way,
right?
That's going to help us win, make us better players?
So if you're interested in that, give us a subscribe, and we will be putting these out on a regular basis. We also have a website, and we'll be publishing content on Medium. So just keep an eye out for articles and podcasts.
Thanks for listening.